We both entered the room that Julie was staying in. The first thing I remember was the oxygen was now on full blast. My mind quickly jumped back to the first time I saw Julie in hospital, just over 2 weeks earlier. I remember seeing the little ball jumping about a fifth of the way up the oxygen tube, and hearing the light hissing sound and thinking to myself, if that ball reached the top of the tube, you'd have to be in a bad way. The ball was now at the top of the tube, and it wasn't dancing anymore. It was rooted at the summit. The hissing sound was now like a car tyre being deflated. It seemed so loud. The doctor apologised again and asked if there was anything that she could get me or if I wanted her to contact anyone. I took one look at Julie, lay on her back, eyes half opened, looking straight up, taking huge gulps of air in a controlled rhythm, and thought to myself, she's not going to last long now. Nobody's going to have time to get here. I thanked the doctor and declined the offer.